So on Friday, we discussed verses 87 and 88. Verse 87, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذِينِ السَّلَمَ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. On that day, they will fall before Allah helplessly, and all the lies that they used to fabricate shall forsake them. This is after their own idols that they used to worship. Will tell them, we have nothing to do with you. The stone idols, Allah will give it the ability to speak. If it was humans that you worship, they will clearly distance themselves. Isa alayhi salam will do so. And even the devil will say, well, don't blame me, I didn't force you. Then Allah says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ. Those who are unbelievers and have been continually preventing others from the path of Allah, we shall add for them a punishment over another punishment in retaliation for the mischief that they used to make. So they will get double punishment, one for not believing themselves and the other for obstructing others from believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or one punishment for the sin itself and the other punishment for making the sin a habit. Now today we discuss verse 89, which is the final verse in this ruku number 12 of Surah An-Nahl. And it's also the last verse of the third quarter of the 14th juz. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The day we shall raise from every group a witness against them from among themselves. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ. And we shall bring you as a witness against these people. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We send down to you the book as an exposition of everything. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And in a guidance, a mercy, and a glad tiding for those who submit. So, in the first part of this verse, Allah says, we shall raise from every group a witness against them from amongst themselves. Every prophet will testify before Allah as regards the actions of his nation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ. And we shall bring you as a witness against these people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness for the entire ummah, either in favor of those who believed in him and obeyed him, or against those who disbelieve in him and disobeyed him. Every Thursday, we know the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the actions of the ummah, are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When good deeds are presented, he expresses gratitude to Allah. When evil deeds are presented, he seeks forgiveness for the sinners. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, will give testimony when it comes to his ummah. Some say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give testimony on behalf of all of humanity, because he is aware of the conditions of the previous ummats and who obeyed their Nabi and who didn't. The second part of this verse deals with the Quran. Allah says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. We send down to you a book, or the book, تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, as an exposition of everything. Now what does it mean that the Quran is an exposition of everything? It means the Quran contains complete and clear explanations of all sciences of guidance. The Quran has got all the fundamental principles of religion, all the necessary details for success in this world as well as in the after. It doesn't mean that theologically, scientifically, from any perspective, you'll find every detail in the Quran. No. It means that the fundamental principles are in the Quran. Then you'll find detail in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah says that أَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will provide the details. If not there, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ, then the people of responsibility, the fuqaha, the ulama, the leaders. If not there, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, then ask the experts. Not every detail is to be found in the Quran. That's not the objective of the Quran. But the fundamental principles of the Quran are adequate for guidance, and they are adequate for success in this world as well as in the after. So Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've given you the Quran. It's an exposition for everything. On top of it, wahudan, it's guidance, wa rahmatan, it's mercy, wa bushra, it's a glad tiding. For who? For the muslimin, for those who submit. So you have a greater responsibility, hence there will be greater accountability. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have to answer as to whether he fulfilled his mandate or not. Obviously the answer would be in the affirmative, and then he would bear testimony in favor or against those from his ummah, or in favor or against those from all of humanity. Allah says, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We'll ask those to whom the messengers were sent, and we'll ask the messengers themselves. Allah will hold everyone to account. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, inshallah. In the coming days, we will continue the discussion from here.